Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, multidimensional challenges arising from climate change phenomena focus global attention on the urgent need to respond in a holistic manner. I would like to commend the WHO for its plan to host the first global conference on public health and climate change in Geneva from the 27th to the 29th of August 2014, the outcomes of which will inform the revision of the current WHO work plan on climate change and health. Our deliberations in this assembly should lay a solid foundation for the work of this conference. The health agenda for sustainable development must take into account the effects of climate change on the social and environmental determinants of health, clean air, safe drinking water, sufficient food, and secure shelter. Among other effects, temperature increases impacts the epidemiological landscape, accelerating the rate at which disease-causing organisms propagate. Temperature increases also expand disease risk to new countries, and we have seen new emerging and re-emerging diseases that negatively and adversely affect our populations and the growth of our economies. The number and intensity of natural disasters is a major global concern. Over the last 30 years, there has been an increase in the threats associated with climate change and weather activities. Since the 1960s, disasters in Latin America and the Caribbean have caused deaths of 180,000 people and damage to property amounting to US$54 billion. The threat to health facilities from climate change related disasters is brought into sharp focus when we recognize that within the Latin American and Caribbean region, half of the 15,000 hospitals are located in hurricane zones. Higher intensity hurricanes are just one of a myriad of effects of climate change to which we are exposed. There's also the threat of waterborne diseases and an increase in vector populations which spread deadly and debilitating illnesses. Since the 1960s, we have seen a 30-fold increase in the cases of dengue fever. It is estimated that since 2010, about 1 million persons are affected each year. On the other hand, many of our countries are experiencing longer and more severe periods of drought. All these effects are exacerbating food shortages and prices, the combined effect of which will result in poor nutrition, one of the risk factors for non-communicable diseases. Severe weather events adversely affect our productive ability and undermine the investments made from already limited resources. A single hurricane event can destroy the investment in equipment and infrastructure in our health facilities. Mr. President, these challenges are even more critical for small island developing states like Jamaica. We count on this World Health Assembly to adopt a meaningful response to the challenge of climate change and health, and inform relevant aspects of global dialogue in all fora. Dramatic increases in global travel and the flow of international trade exacerbates the risks associated with the spread of communicable diseases. Countries previously declared free of malaria for decades now have to deal with the widespread infection. The malaria organism was reintroduced in Jamaica in 2006 after 50 years of being declared malaria free. Today we have to deal with imported cases of the disease. The chikungunya virus, a vector-borne communicable disease, is the latest major health concern for the Caribbean region. Up to the beginning of May 2014, infections have been reported in 14 Caribbean countries. This particular virus initially reported in another hemisphere in 1952 is entirely new to the Caribbean region. Ladies and gentlemen, communicable diseases do not discriminate between developed and developing countries. Porous borders allow access. Global cooperation has to be strengthened to reduce health vulnerability to climate change, especially among low and middle-income countries. There are increasing reports about resistance of pathogens and vectors to the available available treatment. I believe that the WHO should take leadership to foster global cooperation aimed at developing treatment protocols to preserve the effectiveness of medicines and chemicals or biological treatments for human health and for vector management. Importantly, effective medicines, including vaccines, must remain affordable for all. The lessons learned from the introduction of affordable antiretroviral medication for the treatment of HIV/AIDS should not be ignored. I therefore implore the WHO to continue to negotiate with manufacturers for affordable and effective treatments, including vaccines for the global population. Mr. President, health directly impacts productivity and therefore economic performance. However, Jamaica and other highly indebted middle-income countries face peculiar challenges. In the case of Jamaica, our total debt burden stands at 139% of GDP, and debt servicing consumes about 46 cents of every dollar spent. Ladies and gentlemen, we must all commit ourselves to adequate and effective measures to address the challenges of climate change on global health. Industrialized nations may have a greater responsibility in countering the effects of climate change and global warming. I urge those developed economies to partner with less developed nations and support research directed towards mitigating the threat and consequences of climate change. All countries should implement the agreed measures from the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and the Kyoto Protocol. We have a collective responsibility at this level to be advocates of change. The cry to save Mother Earth requires governments to pursue sustainable development given the challenges of climate change on health. This is the only way that we'll be able to secure the future of our land, our environment, and our people. Mr. President, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, the resolve to increase advocacy and take decisive action to mitigate the negative impact of climate change on health must be strengthened. All of us must commit to this. Global health is at risk, and failure is not an option. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen.